Ings, sister. Healdsburg, California. September 30th, 1891. Dear Sister Ings, I had hoped to have a talk with you, a long talk, but you went away so quickly I did not get an opportunity. I have been from time to time brought into the health retreat, and I have seen and heard many things that were not as they should be. Your words, your attitude toward the sick patients, were not marked with that tender sympathy which the Lord has often shown me should be cultivated by exercise for the sick. You see them unreasonable and exacting and changeable, and a sort of disgust comes to you because of their murmuring and complaining. And when you have spoken shortly, or have not manifested sympathy, they have felt hurt, and have talked of it to others, and those others have given undue credence and sympathy to these complaints. And all the words and style of speaking have been to much savouring of a galvanic energy and want of tender consideration for all. One in the position of matron will have many trials and temptations, but God alone is their refuge. In no case will the Lord justify a loss of patience and kindliness in the matron or any worker in the health retreat. All duties that are performed must be done with kindliness and sympathy and tenderness for the disagreeable as well as the agreeable. You have long been a believer and had experience in the truth. You have not a hard spirit nor a hard heart, but you do sometimes speak hastily, and the tones of your voice carry a reproof which stings. You do not consider this. Your associates in the health retreat have taken an exaggerated view of these things, and have thought matters could be much improved if they had one of a different temperament or different way of speaking and treating the patients. We cannot be too guarded. We cannot be too watchful. You found no fault with anyone at the retreat, but there are things that need to be changed, and this will not be done by simply putting in a matron there. There is not that care to secure the proper religious element as educator, as how to give treatment. I would commence the work of reformation where the leavening of evil commences. I would weed out, whatever their position and education, those who are not rooted and grounded in the truth. The fact that there is an unconverted element there makes the necessity greater on your part to be circumspect as an experienced Christian. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, has a bearing on the ones employed in treating the sick. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 18.